was a very fine hospital, and the old medical college, of course, they, as usual, they tore down a very elegant building.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, it was the most beautiful building.
Where was that?
It was an enormous structure. Let's see now. It faced on 13th Street, but it was closer to Harper Street.
Hmm.
And it was a beautiful, beautiful, but we had the clinics in that building for many years.
Hmm.
Every time you took a patient in, that's where you went.
Hmm.
And any of the doctor's wives would be working in there. Of course, that's been many years ago.
Yeah.
It's back in the 20s.
Well, you must have gone to grade school and high school as
here,
well here in Augusta.
Yes, yes.
What grade?
Houghton School was burned in the 1916 fire, but rebuilt.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I went to parochial school for a while, being the oldest in the family.
What?
There's a little prestige to go to a parochial school.
Uh-huh.
Or to any private school,
uh-huh.
And that's what it amounted to,
uh-huh.
Especially when I was the only person in the class.
Uh-huh. This was a Catholic school?
Yes. And you stand out in the hall most of the time because my mother said, no religion for her, and that meant I am the Protestant, and this is the time for religion, so I just go out in the hall and stand. It was, I enjoyed it, though. It was a very fine place.
What?
She's close to you, see? That's all right, just don't rock on her.
Okay.
Peace and quiet there.
What school was that? Where? What?
St. Mary's.
On the hill?
Now, there's a Catholic church on the corner called Holy Trinity.
Uh-huh.
That was old St. Patrick's Church, and the original was built there.
Uh-huh.
Then came the Brothers' School. Now, this is a whole block it takes in, from 8th to 7th. Then there's the Brothers' School, and a little house for the brothers. And then there's St. Mary's, the Girls' School,
uh-huh.
And with the convent up overhead. And
oh,
all of my childhood and young womanhood, the Presbyterians had one block from 6th Street to 7th. The First Presbyterian Church and the Sunday School building took up all that. And then the Catholics had the next, because that's the way churches were. There was plenty of land.
Mm-hmm.
We got it reasonable. We sell it for $1 million now. I imagine
that's what
they'll do. Because that thing we're going to build, what do you call it? The Coliseum is certainly going to take up more and more land. So somewhere down the line, it'll be for the Catholics to sell because it's in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
I think not in the Presbyterians. I don't know that much about it. I don't know anything about land anyway. Pat said, you're going to get it right in the kisser.
You went to...
And then I went to Houghton.
Mm-hmm.
And then the old girls' high school burned in that same 1916 fire, and that would have been a high school where my mother went to school when she was a young girl. But then the girls' high school at that time was built up on Walton Way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course,
that's Tubman now.
Yes, in due time, it got to be co-educational.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were there, we had an extraordinary principal.
Did you graduate from there, from
uh-huh,
Tubman?
Uh-huh. And he did our first annual, and he called it Maids and a Man. And I think they kept that same name, whether they had boys in there or not. Because he was a charming person and a very bright person. His family are still in town. His doctor, what is that child's name? Thomas Douglas is a grandson.
Hmm.
Yes, that fine.
What year was that when you would have finished at Tubman? Do you remember?
I should have been 17.